The proposed ordinance comes after several recent public hearings and lots of citizen angst this year over cell phone towers. Many of the public comments are based on complaints about how towers look, as well as continuous flashing lights, like the infamous one on Spoon Island. A number of communication providers are atop that 155-foot pole, including Verizon.
We don't own that site, but we do have our antennas hanging on that site.
Damian Voiles is vice president of Verizon Wireless in Alaska. The company offers data packages in Juneau, Anchorage, the Matsu, and Fairbanks. Voiles says voice will be available within the year. Verizon has 13 sites in Juneau, and Voiles doesn't expect any more.
A majority of those sites are what are called co-locations, meaning there were cell sites that were already here, structures that were already here, and we simply added our antennas to those sites. That includes two rooftop sites.
And Verizon leases space on the roof of the KTOO building for a cell site. The draft ordinance requires a new antenna be installed on an existing structure, and if it can't, the company must give the city a detailed justification. Under the ordinance, antennas and towers also could be concealed, though it's silent on methods. City Attorney Amy Mead told the Assembly Monday that details would be left mainly to the communications company.
They can conceal them in structures that look like steeples, or they can make them look like trees. There's only a certain world of possibility with respect to concealment techniques, and so the recommendation was not to limit the concealment techniques, but to make clear what the objective was so that the providers can use whatever methods are available to them to meet the goals.
Wireless facilities should not significantly affect scenic corridors or view sheds, according to the proposed law. But the term significant isn't defined. Mead says that would be left to the CBJ Community Development Department, which would issue the permit for the tower.
It's the director's determination as to what substantially impacts, not the wireless communication facility providers.
Travis Goddard is planning manager for community development and has been working on the master plan and proposed ordinance, which will implement the long-term plan. Goddard calls it a work in progress, but a good ordinance.
And I would not be surprised if it ends up being, you know, the best ordinance in Alaska for wireless communication facilities.
Cityscape Consultants has been involved with the master plan for several years and helped draft the various versions. The city also used cell tower laws from other communities as models. Goddard says that helped planners present the complicated issues in a well-organized ordinance. He says CBJ also worked with telecom providers and believes the plan is business-friendly while addressing the city's concerns. Earlier this year, CBJ imposed a moratorium on cell tower permits until the master plan and regulations are adopted. In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.